Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bava Kamma Daf Mem Dalid. The Gemara at the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis brings a braiso which darshens from the pasuk Oy Ben Yigach Oy Bas Yigach. This is a pasuk which is written in the parsha of Kofer. The psukim over there say about the chi of skill on Hashem when it kills a person, and if it's the fourth time it's already mood, there's a chi of Kofer on the bottom as well. And over there it says Oy Ben Yigach Oy Bas Yigach Kemishmat Hazeh Yoseloi. Truly, this pasuk of Kemishmat Hazeh Yoseloi is going back on both dinim, the chi of skila on the shor and the chi of kofar on the bailam when the shor is a muid. Now the Gemara explains why do you need a special pasuk for ketanim, and the Gemara goes back and forth whether it would be shayach learn from gedolim. The Gemara brings a kavah chomer, and the end of the Gemara says you cannot learn from a kavah chomer because there's a pircha that ish v'isha chayav b'mitzvays timer b'benu b'bas shepturim in a mitzvays. That's when you need the pasuk ben yigach b'bas yigach. Now the Mugi Yosef on this din of the Mishnah where it says v'chim b'ben v'chim b'bas. The Mugi Yosef explains how kamash b'lon the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush the chayv aktan mugdolim v'itzrich. We need this chiddush after the less nuba mitzvahs mechayv yelayu bein b'misa bein b'koyfer. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, and the chayv he means this is the chiddush of the pasuk as well. You would have thought that a katan who's less nuba mitzvahs there's no chiv misa on the shor and no chiv koyfer on the bailim. That's what the pasuk and the Mishnah have to tell us. Even by ketanim there is a chiv. The chayv this Mugi Yosef seems to be difficult. He's telling us why do we need a special pasuk for ketanim? The Gemara doesn't really say this. The Gemara wants to know if you can learn out of kavah chomer from gedolim. The Gemara says you cannot learn out of kavah chomer because there's a pircha that a katan is less nuba mitzvahs. However, the question still is, why do you even have to come onto a kavah chomer? Why would we think that ketanim are different than gedolim? So the pasuk says, and this Rashi al Torah says, he's quoting from a mechilta, that since in the psukim it says, v'chiga shor es isha yes isha, and then again later when it talks about the chiv of kaifer, it says, v'him es isha isha, hashor yisok of agam badov yumos, therefore you would think that since the pasuk uses the lashon of ish v'isha, it's dafka gedolim and aktanim. Once very the pasuk is across talking about gedolim and aktanim, the only way you would know ketanim is from a limud or from a kavah chomer. Now the Gemara says that there's a pircha on the kavah chomer, therefore we need a separate pasuk for ketanim. Now if we take a look in the Rabban al Torah on this pasuk, he's meisiv an additional svara, and the chay, what he was bothered by was that even though it does say the lashon of ish v'isha in the psukim, we still wouldn't be memei ketanim. It's not like the Torah is giving a tzivi on the ish v'isha. There we have as far to say the pasuk is talking dafka to gedolim, mashenk and ketanim they're not bechal this tzivoy. Since the pasuk is talking about a shor killing a person and the chivim on the shor or the chivim on the bailim, there would be no svar to differentiate between gedolim and ketanim. Even though the Torah uses the lashon of ish v'isha, we would say it's lav dafka. It would even include ketanim. Therefore, the Rabban feels necessary to add an additional svara. The Rabban explains this is his lashon hashor hamimis adam gadol hu ra ma'ir kedoyu shakol b'midbar. A shor kills an adult is extremely dangerous, like a wild bear. If the Baal knows about this and still he did not watch his animal, he was Pashia Pshia Gedoila Varosh Yishchayvel of Kofer Veskila. We can understand that the Baal should be Mechuyiv Kofer, and we understand that the Shor is Mechuyiv Skila. Avul Hamema says, Saktanim, Inu Yrakol Kach, this doesn't prove the animal is so wild. Viderech Reish Farm Shlagiru Mehem, most farm are not scared to attack Tanim, Saktanim Shlag Yishchayvel, therefore you would think that there is no Chiv. Now, as we're explaining, this Shamban is not a steer to the Gemara. Rabban is explaining why the Pashtun of the Krah, when it says Ish v'Isha, you would think that it does not include Ketanim. Once we have a svar to explain the Pashtun of the Krah that it's talking about Dafka Gedolim, then ready you would have to learn Ketanim from a Limud or from a Kavah Chomer. That the Gemara says there is no Kavah Chomer because of the Pircha, which the Maskana says the Pircha is that Ketanim are Lav Mechal Mitzvahs. The Cheskunius in his Pir Shal Torah also says a svar to be Mechal between Gedolim and Ketanim. He says by Ketanim one would think that it's the responsibility of the child's parents to make sure this doesn't happen, and therefore the Pshia is on them, not on the Baal Ashar. Again, as we're explaining, this is the pshat why you would think the Pashtun Dikra is Ish v'Isha and not Ketanim. Why don't you make a limud from Gedolim to Ketanim with the Kavah Chomer, and that the Gemara says as far that Ketanim are lav b'chal mitzvahs. Now, there's an interesting discussion in the Achrenim, and that which the Gemara wanted to learn from a Kavah Chomer, the Gemara says, V'haloi dinhu, we wanted to learn the Chiv of Kofer and the Chiv of Skila on the Shor from Gedolim to Ketanim. So the Achrenim asked Akashi, why don't we say the Klav Ein Einshim in Adin? Rabbi Chanan, the Kovitz B'yurim over here in Bab Kama, Ois Chofei, he asks his Kasha. The way he asks the Kasha is, as far as the Chiv Skila on the Shor, we should say the klav kemisa sabayim kach misa sashar. The same way we cannot be mechayev a person misa based on a kavah chomer ein oinshin min adin. Since we say kemisa sabayim kach misa sashar, the shor would have the same din as well. We cannot be mechayev the shor chiyuv skila based on a kavah chomer. Now the truth is, it's not mefurish in the gemara whether we're talking about the chiyuv skila of the shor or the chiyuv kofer on the bailim. Rashi however does say that we're talking about the chiyuv skila on the shor on afim gimel on base diber maschul lechayev al aktanim. Therefore, Rashi, this kasha would definitely be difficult. How could we mechayev skila based on a kavah chomer? As far as the chiyuv of kofer. So even though there is a Taisos on Daf Beis Amaral from the Masechta, which talks about the Klal of Ein Oinshin Min Adin Le'inyin Mamin, Taisos over there on Dibur Maschel V'loi Zeh V'zeh, and Taisos Mechash that you do say Oinshin Min Adin Le'inyin Mamin, however that's as far as regular Chiv Mamin, as far as the Chiv of Kofer, which we hold as the Chiv Kapara, L'chero, this would be included in the Klal of Ein Oinshin Min Adin. Therefore, even if one were to learn the Siganalik Rashi that we're not talking about the Chi of Skila on the Shar, right, we're talking about the Chi of Kaifer on the Bailam, the same Kasha would apply. Why don't we say Ein Oinshin Min Adin? Now, the Sefer Birchas of Rami has an interesting discussion about this. He refers to the Ouch he writes in the beginning of the Masechta. Over there, he goes through the different studim. What is the Pshat Ein Oinshin Min Adin? He quotes from our Shan Sanhedrin Daf Samach Darum Midbeis, which explains what is the Pshat Ein Oinshin Min Adin. He says, since the point of the Einish is in order for a person to get a kapara for his Avera, it wouldn't make sense to learn Einish with a Kavah Chaimer to say that if a person who did a smaller Avera is Mechuyiv in that Einish, Koshkin, a person who did a greater Avera is Mechuyiv in that Einish, maybe only the person who did the smaller Avera gets that Einish, because for him, that Einish will accomplish a kapara for him. Someone who did a greater Avera, he doesn't get that Einish, because that Einish is not enough for him to attain this kapara. He'll have to get a kapara for his Avera in a different way. So this is one side, this is the Pshat of the Marsha. Berachas Ram then makes a different side, the Prima Godim. He explains the Pshat is, since Adam dan kavachemer mi'atzmai, a person can make a kavachemer on his own, even if he doesn't have a Messiah on the kavachemer. And sometimes a person may make a kavachemer, and in the end of it will turn out that there was a perch on the kavachemer, and the kavachemer was incorrect. Therefore, as far as dini einshim, for example, to give a person malchus or to give him misa, Bez is not going to give these einshim based on the kavachemer, because it may turn out that he never really was mechuyiv in these einshim. The Berachas Ram over there is mefalpel with these different mahalchim, he brings nafkaminas and kashas, and then he has a third side, which he says would seem to be the most poshut, and that is, the whole Indian of Kavachimer is Midash HaTayr and the Dresh Yisbehem. The Torah gives the Chacham a right to be Dorish Kavachimer in order to be Mechadash Dine Isser Veheter. However, he says, as far as to be Mechadash Einshim, on that it was never given over this cloud, this Midash HaTayr and the Dresh Yisbehem. It was only given over for certain areas, and now the Indian Einshim. According to this, it's not really a Sfarah, it's not that we have a reason why Kavachimers are acceptable to Indian other Dine, but not the Indian Einshim. There's no Sfarah to it, it's just that the Torah never gave over the Kayach to Dashin Kavachimers, the Indian Einshim. Now, as far as Arisugya, whether we say Ein Oinshin Min Adin, as far as being Mechayev Ashar Skilo, so he says we could discuss according to each one of these taimim. He says, according to the Svar of the Marsha, the Ein Oinshin Min Adin is based on the fact that maybe a greater Avera needs a greater Einish. He says, Lachar, that wouldn't apply over here. Here we're killing the Shar. It's not that the Shar is getting an Einish for that Avera that it did. There's no Svar to say that for a greater Avera, it may need a greater Einish. And as far as the Svar of the Prima Godim, that we may find a Pericha to the Kavah Chaimer, here also we can understand that this would apply Dafka to an Adam and not to a Behema. A person, we have to be extra careful not to give him an Einish if it may turn out to be that the Einish really was mistaken. Mashenkin by Yashar, once we make a proper Kavachemer, we don't have to go so far and be Cheshish, and maybe someone's going to ask a Perch on the Kavachemer, which we hadn't yet thought of. However, on the third side, if this is Midine Torah, that the whole Klal, that one could be Dershir Kavachemer, it's a Midash HaTorah and the Jeshas Behem, it's only given in certain areas of the Torah, not in the areas of Einshim. Here, Lachar, one could argue that this would apply by Yashar just as it applies by an Adam, since the Klal is Kamisas Abayim, Kach Mises Ashar. The same way we cannot make a kavachimer to be mechayiv a person in Einish, we should also not be able to make a kavachimer to be mechayiv a shor in Einish. And the Sefer Ayelas HaShachar from a Steinman Shlita, he quotes this kasha from a Bechonan, why don't we say Ein Oinshin Min Adin? And he says this kasha is not difficult b'chlal. He says the rule of kamisa zabayim kach misa zashar, that's only as far as the actual chi of misa, how to give the misa, when to give the misa, what type of edus is necessary. However, as far as darshaning the psukim, darke halimud, if we want to make a joshua from a pasuk to be mechayiv a shor in Einish, over there, there's no cloud that the same way we darshan psukim l'inyan einshim for people, we have to darshan psukim also that way l'inyan einshim of shvarim. This is not included in the cloud of kamisas abayim kach misas ashar. Now continue on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings different cases where a shar killed a person, yet still there's no chi of skill on the shar because there was no kavana. The first case is hayim mischachik b'koysel v'nofel ala odom. Then the Mishnah lists three other cases, either it was miskaven to kill a behemo, or miskaven to kill a goy, or miskaven to kill a nefel. In all these cases, if it ended up killing a yisrael ben kayama, the Shah is Padr from the Chiv of Skila. And the one of Mavetz is Mavur, that this Ptur is based on the Klal, Kemisa Sabayim Kach Misa Sashar, the same way an Odom is not Mechiv, if he kills Shalei B'Kavano, so too a Shar. Now the Gemara then brings Machaikas between Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says, Padr Memisa V'Chayiv B'Kayfer. Kepute Shmuel is going in all of these cases in the Mishnah, even though the Shah is Padr from Misa, because he killed Shalei B'Kavano, still there is a Chiv Kayfer on the Bailim. And Rav says, there's no Chiv Kayfer either, Padr Mize U'Mize. Now Rashi over explains, what is Machaikas Rav and Shmuel? Rashi says Shmuel holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Adaf Memgimol Mebeis Rabbi Yochanan dashens from the pasuk im koifer the rabbi is koifer shloi b'kavano. And Rav holds like the sheet of Rabbi. Adaf Memgimol Medalef. Rabbi says that if a shor kills shloi b'kavano, the bayim is putter from koifer. Since the pasuk says a shor yisak of a gam ball of yumos, the two are telling each other when there's no chi of skill on the shor, there also is no chi of koifer on the bailim. Now this Gemara continues and the Gemara asks Amai hotamhu. How could Shmuel say that there's a chi of koifer if the shor is a tam? The Stam Mishnah Adaf Memalef says that a short time is not mechuyiv in kaifer, which means not even chatzi kaifer. Then why is there no chiv of kaifer or chatzi kaifer by a short time? So daf memal from the base, the Gemara brings that Rabbi Eliezer dashim from the pasuk Baal Shar Noki to tell you Noki mechatzi kaifer. And Rabbi Kiva over there argued, he says you don't even need a pasuk, it's not negate anyhow, since by a short time you could only be gaiva from the goof of the shar, even if there should be a chiyuv of chatzi kofer, but there's no place to be goyver this chiyuv from. Now, Toys over here by us in Dibur Maschel Votamu, he asks Akasha, why couldn't the Gemara answer that Shmuel fits with the sheet of Rabbeisi Aglili? Rabbeisi Aglili, the Gemara says later on Daf Memchest Amid Beis, that he holds that there is a chiyuv of chatzi kofer. Now, we know that on Daf Mem Beis Amid Alf, Rabbeisi Aglili uses this pasuk of Baal Shar Naki to tell us a different drasha, not the drasha of Naki Mechatzi kofer. He dashes Naki with Mei Vlodais, and based on that, the Gemara assumes that basically would hold that there is a chiyuv of chatzi kofer by a short tam. And even though, as we saw, Bekiva says a taina that it's not negay anyhow, because it could only be goyah from the goof of the shah, and here the shah is mechuyuv skila, still Rabbi Lezer answered back that it would be negay sometimes. For example, in a case where the shah killed Shalai Bekavana, the shah is not mechuyuv skila, here it would be possible to be goyah from the goof of the shah. And the Gemara Daf Mem Chesam Beis understands that Lamaisa, that's how Rabbi Siglili would hold, that if there's a case that the shah is not mechuyuv skila, it would be a chiv of chatzi kofer on a shor tam, and you'll be able to be goyer from the guf of the shor. If so, the Chardik Mor could have answered over here. Taisu says that when Shmuel explains the Mishnah, Pater Mimisa v'chayiv b'kofer, Eicham, the case is that the shor is a tam, and it's still your mechuyiv in kofer, because the Mishnah will fit with the sheet of Rabbeisi Aglili that a shor tam is mechuyiv in chatzi kofer. And this Taisu answers, we didn't want to explain that the Mishnah is like Rabbeisi Aglili, because we had a stam Mishnah earlier on Daf Mem Aleph, as we mentioned previously. That Mishnah says that there is no chiv of chatzi kofer by a shor tam. And furthermore, Taisi says, how would we then understand the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel? Why does Shmuel want to say that the Mishnah is like Rabbeisi Aglili, and Rav does not want to explain the Mishnah that way? Therefore, for these reasons, Gemara did not answer that the Mishnah is going like Rabbeisi Aglili. Rather, we're assuming that the Mishnah holds that a short time is potter from the Chiv of Chatzi Kofer. And that's the Gemara's kash over here, that since in this case the short is a time, how could Shmuel explain the Mishnah that there is a Chiv of Kofer? Now, as we explain, when Shmuel says that there's a Chiv of Kofer in the Mishnah, Kipshuti is going on all the cases of the Mishnah. However, this kash, when the Gemara asks, Amai Hotamu, the mashmais of the hemshach of the Gemara is that we're only talking about the first case of the Mishnah, the case of Shor Shoyim Mischachir B'Koysal. And that the Gemara is asking, how could Shmuel say over there that there's a chiv of Kofer if the Shor is a Tam? The Maram stresses this point. He says the mashmais of the Gemara is we're only talking about the first case, and he explains, what is the pshat? Why the other case of the Mishnah do we not ask this kasha? And the Maram explains, he says, the teretz of this would be, it really depends on the machlokes Rashi and Tosis in the Sugya. As we'll see, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis, had to learn the Shakal Vatari over here. This machlokes is also later on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. There's a similar sugi over there. There also is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Of the other Gemara is referring to that which says in the Mishnah, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah over there says if one brings his shor into the rishus of someone else, and the shor falls into a bar and kills someone in the bar, the lashon of the Mishnah is, Hayaviv Aybunay Latoichoy, if the father or the son of the Baal Bayis is in the bar, and the shor of the outsider falls into the bar and kills the person inside, so the Mishnah says, Mishalem Esa Kofer. And this Gemara asks on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, Vamai Hatamu, how could we Mechayiv Kofer if the shor is a tam? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav, b'mur lipa l'abani adam b'beris askinon. This is the line of the Gemara over there, which is quoted in Ersug over here. The Gemara over there asks a similar kasha as the Gemara asks by us, Iyachik bar katolahu, and that the Gemara answers over there, D'chazi yiruka v'nofal. There also, in that sugya, there's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and they speak about over there, the pshat in Ersug as well. So we're trying to go through the Shaka V'tayi of our Gemara step by step, according to the sheet of Rashi and according to the sheet of Tosfos. It's based on the Rashi's and Tosfos in both sugyas, but we'll focus on the Shaka V'tayi in Ersug. We'll start first with the sheet of Tosfos. Tosfos over here in Dibur Maschel V'Tamu, he goes through the steps of the Gemara, and afterwards we'll go on to the sheet of Rashi. Now the Kuliyam, the point of this Gemara is to try to find the case to explain the sheet of Shmuel that there could be a chiv of Kofer in the Mishnah by the case of Shor Shoyim Mischachir B'Koysel, yet the case should still be where the Shor did not kill B'Kavana, as the Mishnah says, there is no chiv skila on the Shor in this case of the Mishnah. Well, as we said, Pashtas, the sheet of Shmuel is that your chiv Kofer that's going in all the cases of the Mishnah. However, the Gemara only asks on the case of Shor Shoyim Mischachir B'Koysel. And we'll see why is it that the Gemara did not ask in the other cases of the Mishnah. Now, Tosfos explains, when the Gemara asks this kasha about Tamhu, the Gemara originally held that the shor was being mischachir b'koysel with the intention of knocking down the wall. It wasn't trying to kill anyone. If it was, it would be mechuyev skila. And this Gemara asks, since it was not trying to kill anyone, it was just trying to knock down the wall. And even if it would do this many times, Tosfos explains, three times it knocked down a wall intentionally, without the intention of killing anyone. But Lameisa did kill someone each time, still the shor would not become a muid. And Tosfos says, k'di pirash de le'il, he sends us that which Tosfos wrote in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Tosfos just bothered by Kasha, that which the Gemara is looking for a case, has a track for a shot to become a muid for killing, if each time it kills, you're already going to give it skilo. That's the Gemara's Kasha over there, v'ching mi'achar, d'mitam katlina lei muid hechim mishkachas lo. And Tosfos over there asks, why does the Gemara give a case where it was miskavel hargesa behim of hargesa odom? This is a case where it's not mechuyev skilo, as we see in our Mishnah, the only mechuyev skilo if it's miskavel hargesa odom, and this would be a case where the shot could become a muid. And from here, Tosfos proves that in this case, the shor would not become a muid. It only becomes a muid if it was negeich a person and had kavanah to be negeich a person. If it was miskavan hargis a behemah v'hargis a adam, the same would also apply if it's miskavan hargis a goyi v'hargis a Yisrael. These negeiches also would not be enough to make it into a muid. And Tosfos says the same over there, a negicha shlo b'kavana would not make it into a muad. So too over here, if it knocks down the wall without the intention of killing anyone, even if it did it 3 times, that will not make the shor into a muad. When it does it the 4th time, it will still not be mechuyev in the chiyuv of kofer. Now I should point out here, and the Sefer Brichas Rami makes this point, and it would seem that what he's saying here is a greater chiddush than what he says in Daf Mem Aleph. There Tosfos is talking about a case where the first three negichas were shlo b'kavana, and then the 4th negicha was b'kavana, and the question is mechuyev kofer with the 4th negicha? And that Tosfos says that if the first three were shlo b'kavana, that does not make the shor into a muad. Here Tosfos is saying something more than that. Here the 4th time also was shlo b'kavana. Did the exact same thing 4 times. 4 times knocked down the wall with kavana to knock it down, but without kavana to kill anyone. And there will be a tzad to say that after the first 3 times it should become a muad. When it does it the 4th time, it again knocks down the wall and kills someone shlo b'kavana, there should be a chiyuv kofer according to Shmuel. Still Tosfos was pashut him that this is not the case. Once we see that a shor does not become a muad with negicha shlo b'kavana, so too here as well, by knocking down the wall and killing someone shlo b'kavana, that will not make the shor into a muad. This was the Gemara's kasha when the Gemara asked v'tamhu. And this Gemara answers, k'damar Rav b'muad lipa la'bani odom b'beris hachinami b'muad l'ischachek al'bani odom b'ksalim. The same way Rav explains the case in Daf Mem Ches, b'muad lipa al'bani odom b'beris here as well, b'muad l'ischachek al'bani odom b'ksalim. Now according to Tosfos, the Gemara originally understands that the Tartzin, whoever said this Tartzin b'muad l'ischachek al'bani odom b'ksalim, he meant that it did it 3 times b'kavana. As Tosfos explained already, if it was shalei b'kavana, it would not make the shor into a muad. Therefore, at this point, the Gemara understands that when it says muad l'ischachek al'bani odom b'ksalim, it means that 3 times it was mischachek b'ksalim and knocked down the wall with the intention of killing someone, that's why it became a muad. And when it does the exact same thing for the 4th time, they're ready, there's a chiyuv of kofer. And that Gemara asks, see, hachi bar katolahu, if it did this b'mezid, b'kavana, then the shor is mechuyev misa, and the Mishnah is talking about a case where the shor is not mechuyev skila. And the Gemara continues, b'shlam ha'asam d'chazi yarkov v'nofal. According to Tosfos, this means to say that in that case, the muad lipa al'bani odom b'beris, we could explain that when it says that it's a muad, it doesn't mean it did something 3 times with kavana, that it fell 3 times into the bar with kavana to kill a person, that that's what made it into a muad. Rather, their muad just means it's already considered a muad the 1st time, because it was chazal yarko v'nofal, it saw the yarko, wanted to eat it, and therefore dropped itself into the bar. That's something which is doing lahanosa, it's not something which is mishuna, and therefore the 1st time is already considered a muad. That's why you can be mechayev the bailam kaifer. However, here the Gemara says, what would be a case where it did something lahanosa that we could consider already a muad from the 1st time? That Gemara says, "B'mischachik b'koysel la'anosay, it scratched itself against the wall for its own personal hana. Therefore, it's already considered a muad from the 1st time." In other words, according to Tosfos, what the Gemara is saying is that it didn't become a muad by doing something b'kavana 3 times. Rather, it's similar to shein v'regel, where it's already considered a muad from the 1st time. And as we saw in Daf Memal from Medalef, there's a concept of a chiv of kofer by shein v'regel, where it's not doing something with kavanosay lahazik. Rather, it's shein is doing something la'anosay, like the case of Rava v'kotlan Daf Memal from Medalef at the top. Or if it's regal, it's derech urchei, like the case of dorsa agabi tinek b'chotzer ha'nizik. Both of these cases, these are shein v'regal, and ready from the 1st time, it's considered a muad, and there will be a chiyuv kofer. According to Tosfos, that's what the Gemara is saying here as well. Nischachik l'koysa la'anosay, it's not something which is mishuna, therefore it doesn't need to do it 3 times in order to become a muad. Ready from the 1st time, it's a muad. That's what the Gemara means to say. This is the pshat in Shmuel, that even in the 1st case of the Mishnah, shoshay mischachik b'koysa, Shmuel says there's a chiyuv of kofer. As the Gemara explains, this will be in a case where it's mischachik la'anosay. It didn't have to do it 3 times, ready from the 1st time, it's a muad, and there'll be a chiyuv of kofer. Now to get back to the shayla which we asked before, why is the Gemara only asking the 1st case of the Mishnah, shoshay mischachik b'koysel, and that the Gemara asks about tamhu, and how could Shmuel be mechayev kofer, what about in the other cases of the Mishnah? So the Maram explains the pshat is, according to Tosfos, in the other cases of the Mishnah, it's possible we could find the case where the shor should be a muad, 3 times it was negech b'kavano, not a case of neskav l'argas b'hema, or neskav l'goy. Those cases, Tosfos said on Daf Mem Aleph, it does not make the shor into a muad. But if it was 3 times in the scaven to kill a Yisrael, and it was negech Yisrael and killed him, that will make the shor into a muad. And then the 4th time, what happened was the case of the Mishnah, it was in the scaven l'argas b'hema v'argas adam, and there the Mishnah says, since it's shleib b'kavana, you're potter from the chiv of skila, and Shmuel says it's a chiv of kofer, the pshat is because since the shor already became a muad, al yidei negech is b'kavana, now afterwards, when it's negech shleib b'kavana, the chiddush of Shmuel is that even though there's no chiv of skila, Shmuel holds we dash him from im kofer that even if the shor is not mechuyev skila, it's shlo b'kavana still is a chiyuv of kofer. However, the Maram asks, if so, the kashya would be, why is it going to have to say that the pshat in the Mishnah is according to Shmuel? That's mischachik b'koysel la'anosay. Why don't we say the same pshat that it became muad by killing 3 times? Echnam, not the case where it was negeach. That's pasha that if it's negeach 3 times and it becomes a muad le'inyan negicha, it's still not going to be a muad le'inyan being mischachik b'koysel. The one daf Mehem Bey says that even a muad le'keren yamin is not considered a muad le'keren smoil. If it's a whole different action, it requires its own ha'ada. However, what we could say is that 3 times already it was nischachik b'koysel with the intention of killing someone, and that made the shor into a muad. The fourth time what happened was the case of the Mishnah, that has Mishrachim Bekaisal to knock the wall down, but not with the intention of killing someone. Therefore, the Shor is not Mechuyev Skila because it's Shalei B'Kavana. And that Shmuel will say that even though the Shor is not Mechuyev Skila, there still is a Chiv of Kaifer. In other words, why don't we say the same way that this other case of the Mishnah are that the first three were Kavana, the fourth was not? Say in this case as well, the first three times it knocked down the wall with Kavana to kill someone, the fourth time it had Kavana to knock the wall down, but not to kill someone, in that case Shmuel will say there's a Chiv of Kaifer. And because of this kasha, in the Sefer Torah Chaim, he learns, he says, but das tesis, you have to say that Shmuel really, when he says it's a chiv of kaifer, he's not going in all the cases of the Mishnah, he's only going on the first case. Since the only pshat the Gemara could find to explain the din over here is that it was neschachim b'kaisa la'anosai, it did something which did not require three times to make it into a muid, it was doing it la'anosai, therefore the first time already it was considered a muid, and that obviously would not be a teretz for the other cases of the Mishnah. The other cases the Shor was mechaven to kill, it's not doing anything la'anosai. And since we see the Gemara did not want to say pshat in the Mishnah according to Shmuel, that what it did the first three times to make it into a muid was something different than that which it did the fourth time. The first three times it was done by Kavana, and that's what made it into a muid, and only the fourth time was Shalei B'Kavana. The Gemara would have said that teretz in the first case of the Mishnah also, Nitzchachi B'Kaisel, that the first three times it was B'Kavana to kill, and the fourth time wasn't. Since the Gemara didn't want to say that, so obviously in the other cases in the Mishnah it's not going to work either. Therefore, our karach l'pshat is that Shmuel was only talking about the ratio of the Mishnah, not the other cases of the Mishnah. However, he said the Pashas of the Gemara would be mashmah, not like this. Pashas Shmuel was going in all the cases of the Mishnah, and he said there's a chiv of kaifer. And Maram learns that the Pshat and Taisis is different than the Torah Chaim, and the Shmuel definitely was going in all of the cases, yet still the Gemara's Kashi of Otamu was only on the first case of the Mishnah. And he explains the Pshat is because in the other cases of the Mishnah, you could say, as we said before, that the first three Negichas were B'Kavana, and the fourth one was Shalai B'Kavana. It became a mood from the first three, and the fourth time ready to Mechuyev Kaifer, even though there's no Chiv of Skila. Mashenki, in the first case of the Mishnah, the Maram explains, there the Gemara could not answer this, that the first three times it knocked down the wall B'Kavana to kill, and the fourth time knocked down the wall Shalai B'Kavana to kill. And he explains the chiluk by negichas. If this is the fourth time the Shor was negeach, and the first three times he killed a person with kavana, that's enough to make the Shor into a muid. Now the fourth time, even though this negichah is different than the first three negichas, this negichah is miskaven hargas a behema or miskaven for a guy, that's not so different. It's not considered a whole different type of action. Therefore, when it became a muid, I did the first three negichas, that makes it a muid as far as the fourth negichah as well. We don't consider this a whole different type of action. It's considered a muid for this type of negichah as well. A negichah of neskaven hargas a goy or neskaven hargas a behema. However, when we talk about hapalas hakoisel, the Maram explains, here if the first three times it was miskaven to kill a person by knocking down the wall, so it becomes a muid for killing people, this is the way the animal does, it knocks down walls and kills people, but if the fourth time it had no kavanah bechlal to kill a person, that's considered a whole different type of action, and the fact that it became a muid in the first place by knocking down walls with intention of killing people, that's not going to tell us that which it did the fourth time is doing as a muid, since what it's doing the fourth time is a whole different type of thing. Knocking down the wall for a whole different reason, nothing to do with killing anyone. Therefore, even if it does end up killing someone, we're not going to say that there's a chiv of kaifer because this shor is a muid. The muid that it is nothing to do with the action which was done in the end. Now, Tosfos just adds, why did Rav and Shmuel want to explain the Mishnah this way? That the case is it was mischachik b'koisel lo anosoy, and therefore Shmuel said there's a chiv of kaifer. We could have learned like we thought originally that he wanted to be mischachik b'koisel to knock it down, not to kill anyone, but for some other reason, then there would be no chiv of kaifer. So Tosfos explains that Rav and Shmuel held that the mashmais of the Mishnah, Loshen Mischachar Bekoisel Vinofal, is mashma that it wasn't trying to knock the wall down Bechlal. Rather, it was Mischachar Bekoisel for some other reason, like its own Hana. Vinofal, and it happens to be that the wall fell and ended up killing someone. For that reason, Shmuel came to say, since it was Mischachar Bekoisel for a reason which was La Nosai, as Loshen of the Mishnah's mashma, still Shmuel says, even though you're putter from the Chiv of Misa, from Skila, because it's Shlebi Kavana, still there is a Chiv of Kaifer, because it's being done for Hanosai, then it's considered a Muid, and it's Chayav Kaifer. So this is bigger what Tosfos says in Dibur Maschil Votamu. Now in the next Dibur Maschil Hochanami B'Maschachik L'Hanosai, he deals with the kasha from Daf Memches from Adbeis, that Rav Ovinir Ashley gives him before that he argues on Shmuel. And he holds that in this case, Maschachik B'Koisel L'Hanosai, there is no Chiv of Kaifer. Yet over there in Daf Memches from Adbeis, Rav is before that he holds that if it was Chazer Yarkov in Ophel, it fell into the burden in order to get a Yarek and it killed someone, there is no Chiv of Kaifer. Rav is the one over there in Daf Memches who explains the Mishnah when the Mishnah says Nophel Abayrei. If the Shor went into someone's chaser and fell into the bar of the Baal Bayis, and someone was in the bar and the Shor killed him, Basham is a kaifer, Rav says this is the case, it was muir because it was chaser Yarkov and Nofal. And Tosfos asks, what is the difference over here in Asuga, Rav is mavur, that when it kills Shalai B'Kavano, the same way there's no chiv skill on the Shor, there's no chiv of kaifer. Yet there Rav is mavur that if it falls into the bar, that also didn't have Kavana to kill anyone, and wanted to get the Yarek, and Rav is mavur that there is a chiv of kaifer. In other words, Enoch and I, both Gemaras are talking about that the Shor is a muir, we took care of the problem of Tamhu. Yet still, according to Rav, there should be a p'tor of Shalei B'Kavana, the same way in Esrei, there's a p'tor of Shalei B'Kavana there as well. So Tosfos answers this kasha B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, and he says that in that case, when we say that the Shor fell into the bar in order to get the Yerek, The Shav realized that there is someone in the bar and that the person would get killed. This is comparable to the case in Daf Mem Aleph of Regel Shadursa Agabi Tinoik. Their taste says the animal knew that the Tinoik was there and that the Tinoik would die. It wasn't stepping on the Tinoik for the purpose of killing the Tinoik, rather it was like Regel, it was Derech Hiluchai. That's why there's already a Chi of Kaifer from the first time. So too on Daf Mem Chesu and Beis as well. It's like Shein, it's the Lahanosai. From the first time, already it's considered a Mu'ud, and it's not considered Shalei B'Kavano, since it realized that if it falls into the bar, it was going to kill someone. So in the Chiv of Misa, Taisa says, the guy with that, we're not going to mechayev the Shar Misa over there. Because in order to give the Shar Skila, it's totally in Kavano Lahazik, it has to be that its intent was to kill a person. In these cases of Darsal Gabay Tinoik or Nafal Abur, this was not the intent. However, that which Rav says in Er Sigo, that since the Shar is not mechayev Skila because it's Shalei B'Kavano, there's also no Chiv of Kaifer, that then is specifically the Gabay Karen. If you want to be mechayev the Chiv of Kaifer because of Karen, because of Kavanos Lahazik, for that it has to be Dafka Kavana to kill the person in the way that the Shar would be mechayev Skila. If it didn't have kavana for a bar chiyuva, if it had a kavana for a behemoth and ended up killing a person, since in that case there will be no chiyuv skila, there also is no chiyuv kaifer. But the guy would be mechayev kaifer mishum shein v'regel for killing someone ba'ifin of hanol lazeikoy or ba'ifin of derech hiluchay, that you don't need kavana in a way that's going to mechayev the shar skila, that it's enough that this kavana that it realizes that the person would get killed, that also will be mechayev the ba'ilim kaifer. In that case, where it's mischachir b'koy salah and osay, say echinam, you don't need a type of kavana which would mechayev the shar skila, because this is like the mazik of shein, it's hanol lazeikoy. But still, you do need the type of kavana that it realizes that it's killing a person, and here it didn't realize, it didn't know that there's a person on the other side of the wall. And Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz explains a little bit more this far of Rabbeinu Tam, since the whole drasha from the pasuk, that the chiv of skila and the chiv of kaifer are totally in each other. Let's talk about the mazik of Karen, where it's kavanosi lahazik. If it wasn't kavanosi lahazik, there would never be a chiv of skila. Even if it knows that it's killing a person, if it's not doing it for the purpose of killing, there is no chiv of skila. Therefore, this limit that the chiv of kaifer is depend on the chiv of skila, that's dafka by Karen, where it's kavanosi lahazik. However, as Taisa says, we learn from Karen to Shein V'Regel that if it kills in the way of Hanol HaZekoy or Derech Hiluchay, there's also a Chiv of Kaifer, and we also need that it should be B'Kavana, as Taisa says, Kavana meaning that it realizes that it's killing a person. But the guy with this din that in order to be Chayev Kaifer, it needs Skilo, that we don't learn, that's not when it's Kavanosi LaHazik. So this is all the Shita of Taisa. Again, this is based on Taisa over here, Din Maschel V'Tamu, and Taisa Hachinam V'Mishachik LaNosay, as well as Taisa Daf Mechasum Rebeis, Din Maschel D'Chaza Yurik of Inofal. The Rashi has a whole different Shita over here, the whole Shak of Atari he learns differently. In a moment, we'll go through the Shak of Atayah according to the Shita of Rashi, but Be'ikr, the Ikr Machaikas between Rashi and Taisis is the final teretz of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Mischachi B'Kois Allah Na'osai, Rashi learns, and this is clear on Daf Memchesma Beis, this is how he learns, and Taisis over there quotes this B'Shem Rashi, that when the Gemara says, Mischachi B'Kois Allah Na'osai, it means to say that the fourth time this is what happened. This is the case of the Mishnah, that was Mischachi B'Kois Allah Na'osai. However, previously, it already knocked down the wall three times to kill someone, with the Kavanosai to kill, and that's how it became a Mu'ud. And Enechami, the first three times, he would have been able to be Mechayev the Shar Skila. However, the case is, it was Arak La'agma, ran away. And the Mishnah is telling us what happened the fourth time. That was Shalei B'Kavana, rather it was Lahanosai. And therefore, there is no Chiyuv Skila. And Shmuel says that since it already became a Mu'ud from the first three times, so the fourth time there will be a Chiyuv of Kaifer. And Maram explains with Das Rashi that according to this, it comes out that all of the cases of the Mishnah are the same. The Mishnah is telling us what happened the fourth time. However, previously, he already killed three times with Kavana. In the case of Mischachi B'Kaisel, three times he knocked down the wall with Kavana to kill. And by the case of Niskavan Largus, Behemav Argus, Adam also, three times it had Kavana to kill a person. So in all the cases, it became a Mu'id, a day killing B'Kavana. And Mishnah is telling us what happened the fourth time. The fourth time was Shalei B'Kavana, therefore there's no Chiyuv Skila. And in all of them, Shmuel says that there still is a Chiyuv of Kaifer because the case is a Mu'id. And the Rambam explains, what was the Gemara's Kasha originally, Vatamu? He explains that Rashi understood the Pshat, the Gemara's only asking on the first case of the Mishnah, because the other cases, it's Pasha, we could explain the case that it became a Mu'id, a day killing B'Kavana. He killed the Yisrael by Kayam, and that made it into a Mu'ud. Now the fourth time, when it was a Skav Nagas, Behem Vargas Adam, so Shalei B'Kavana, there's no Chiyuv Skila, there still is a Chiyuv of Kaifer. However, the first case, Shalei Mischach B'Kaisel, the other Gemara didn't think the case is talking about that it already did this three times beforehand. This is a Dover Dloshiach, it's not Mestaber, that it already knocked down a wall three times and killed someone. Now the Gemara's Kasha, how could Shmuel say there's a Chiyuv Kaifer over here, Hatamu? It's still a time, how could it become a Mu'ud for knocking down walls and killing people? As we explained earlier, even if it was miscavened three times to kill someone, Aydei Negicha, and it became a Mu'ud L'Inin Negicha, but that's partial that a Mu'ud L'Inin Negicha will not make it a Mu'ud L'Inin killing Aydei knocking down walls. And this Gemara answers, could the Amar Rab, a Mu'ud Lipal Abani Adam Bebeiris, the Gemara says the same way Rav explains the mission over there, when it says it fell into the bar, it's a Mu'ud, it happened already three times beforehand, even though there also it's definitely Loishchiach. Here also you could say it was Mischach B'Kaisel, it did happen three times, even though it seemed to be Loishchiach. Now the Gemara asks the Kasha, and this is Rashi learns the Gemara's next Kasha. Ihochi bar katolahu means, Rashi says, if this happened already three times, it was mischachik b'koisel, and end up knocking down the wall and killing someone, then when it happens already for the fourth time, then we should not assume that it's shalei b'kavana. The lashon of Rashi here is, hoyel umu lekach, My Shleimus Gavin Iko. How could you say the Shleimus Gavin? Once it happened so many times already, we should definitely assume that this is the intention of the animal to kill someone by knocking the wall on him. This is the Gemara's Kasha Iyachi Bar Katolahu, that the Shah should be Mechuyah Skila, and the Mishnah is not talking about such a case. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the Shah is not Mechuyah Skila. Here we see an important chilek between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos, as we saw, he holds that if three times this happened, Shleib Bekavana, and knock down the wall with the intention of knocking it down, but not with the intention of killing someone, that would not make the Shah into a Mu'id, as Tosfos explains. Killing Shleib Bekavana cannot make the Shah into a Mu'id. The only thing that can is killing Bekavana, and that was the Gemara's Kasha Iyachi Bar Katolahu, if we're going to suggest that it became a Mu'id by killing three times Bekavana. So now when it does it the fourth time, it should be Mechuyev Skila. And we added that even though you could have said L'chera, that maybe the first three times was Bekavana, and the fourth time was Shleib Bekavana. So here the Maram explained with Das Tesis that if it becomes a Mu'id to kill Bekavana, that would not make it a Mu'id for that which it did the fourth time, knocking down a wall without Kavana to kill. It's a whole different action, and would not be considered a Mu'id in that. So in other words, Tesis holds that in this case of Mischachik Bekaisel, the only way we could consider it a Mu'id to have to pay Kai for the fourth time is if that which it did the fourth time was the same as that which it did the first three times. Therefore, Meman of Shach, it's difficult. If the first few times it was Bekavana, and the fourth time as well was Bekavana, then the Gemara says, Barakatolahu. That's not the case of the Mishnah. And it was Shleib Bekavana, if all four times were Shleib Bekavana, that Tosis says that killing Shleib Bekavana does not make the Shah into a Mu'id. This is Abadas Tosis. Abadas Rashi, however, he held the best of the Gemara could have said the case he's talking about, that the first three times it was Shleib Bekavana, and that would make it into a Mu'id. Therefore, the fourth time there would be a Chiv of Kaifer. However, the Gemara's Kasha was that if it did it three times already, how could we still assume that it's doing it Shleib Bekavana? Obviously, it is doing a Bekavana. In other words, the Gemara's only kasha is that it can't be that it was really doing a Shleib Bekavana, but theoretically, if it would be considered Shleib Bekavana, it would become a Mu'id, and the fourth time, when it does it once again Shleib Bekavana, then already it would be Mechuyev Kaifer. And here we could be masber that Rashi does not necessarily have to argue on the Tosfos and Daf Mem Aleph from an Aleph. Tosfos over there proved that if a Shah was Miskavan Hargis Behemah Vargis Adam, it did that three times, it does not become a Mu'id. For that which the Gemara was looking for a case, where is the Shaykh for a Shah to become a Mu'id without being Mechuyev Skila? This was Tosfos' right that in the Gicha Shleib Bekavana does not make the Shah into a Mu'id. We could say the Rashi would be maskim to that. However, that's only true Lagabe if the fourth time is Bekavana, to be Mechayev Kaifer and Mikoyach and the Gicha Bekavana, for that it did not become a Mu'id since the first three times was Shleib Bekavana. However, in our case, where even the fourth time also was Shleib Bekavana, if the Bayam sees that his Shah likes to knock down walls, and three times happened already that it knocked down a wall and killed someone, it becomes a Mu'id, the Bayam has to make sure that it's not going to knock down a wall anymore and end up killing someone. That's only if the fourth time also was Shleib Bekavana, but it would not become a Mu'id to go and intentionally knock down a wall in order to kill someone, since that's something that the Shah never did before. So this is L'cher is L'pshan and Rashi. Even though one may ask that according to this, the Kasha of Tosfos and Daf Mem Aleph from Aleph still remains Shver, when the Gemara there is looking for a case, how is it possible for a Shah to become a Mu'id, L'cher the first three times he killed it already was M'chiv Skila, and Tosfos asked, let's say a case where it was M'skavan Hargis, Behemah Hargis, Adam was Shleib Bekavana, therefore the first three times it was not M'chiv Skila, and Tosfos proved from that that a Shah does not become a Mu'id by Negicha Shleib Bekavana. According to what we're saying now, Abudas Rashi, let the Gemara answer that the first three times it was Negech Shleib Bekavana, and the fourth time as well was Negech Shleib Bekavana. That'll be a case where it was not Mechuyev Skila, and it becomes a Mu'id, the Bayam would have to be Kaifer. This, however, obviously is not a Kasha. Firstly, not all Merem are maskim to this, that a Shah which kills the fourth time Shleib Bekavana is Mechuyev Kaifer. The Shita of Rabba and the Shita of Rabba over here in Ersigo is that the Chiv Kaifer is telling the Chiv of Skila. Therefore, this would not be a case where the Meister Mechuyev Kaifer, since the last Negech also was Shleib Bekavana. And furthermore, this is pointed out in the Sefer Teres Chaim. He says, since the Pasha Dekra, when it talks about the Chiv of Kaifer, it's not talking about an animal which killed Shleib Bekavana, rather it was Bekavana, so the Gemara is not going to say that the way it's Shaykh to be Chayev Kaifer is only in the case where all four Negichas were Shleib Bekavana. We still don't know how is it Shaykh the case of the Torah, where an animal killed Bekavana and the Bayam was Mechuyev Kaifer. Al-Kapan, to get back to our Sugya, as we see, as the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, a Shah that killed four times Shleib Bekavana, according to Tosfos, it does not become a Mu'id the first three times, even if the fourth time also was Shleib Bekavana. According to Rashi, it would become a Mu'id, and would be Mechuyev Kaifer the fourth time, according to the Shita that holds, that the Chiv of Kaifer even Shleib Bekavana. And as we explained, the Gemara's Kasha over here, Iyachi Bar Katolo, according to Rashi, the Gemara's asking, how could we consider it as Shleib Bekavana? Once it did it so many times already, we should assume that it's doing it Bekavana. And the Gemara explains the Mishnah in the case of Nafal Labar, as the Gemara there explains, the Chazal Yarkov and Nafal, we could tell that it's not falling into the bar intentionally. Rashi over there in Daf Mem Chesam Beis explains, Chazal Yarkov and Nafal means, it saw Yerik al Pi HaBar, next to the bar. Not like Tosfos who explains that the Yerik was inside the bar, and that's the reason why it fell into the bar to get the Yerik. Rather, according to Rashi, the Gemara is saying, we can understand, we could see that it's not doing a Bekavana. Had it fall three times into the bar, it was standing next to the bar in order to eat the Yerik. Hashem can overhear the Gemara is asking, how could we assume that after three times knocking down the wall and killing a person, that it's still doing it Shleib Bekavana? And this Gemara answers, but Mischachi Kosol HaNosai, the Gemara means to say, that we could have an explanation why it's knocking down the wall, it's doing it for its own Hanah, Therefore, we can still consider that it's being done shloi b'kavana. And as the Gemara continues, how do we know that it's really doing it for this reason? The Basa d'nafa komes chachach bei. It has to be, there's a clear indication that it's really doing it la'anosay, otherwise we should assume that it's b'kavana. Now, at this point of the Gemara l'maskana, when we say mischachach b'kaisa la'anosay, there's another important machlekes Rashi in Tosfos. Tosfos, as we said, he explains that l'maskana that it's mischachach b'kaisa la'anosay, it's moved already from the first time. It didn't have to do anything previously. That's the case of the Mishnah. It's mischachach b'kaisa la'anosay, and then on that Shmuel says, from the first time ready, there's a chiv of kaifer. Rashi over his mivur now like this. Rashi in the Chesam and Beis, he learns that even the maskana, the case he's talking about already was mischachach b'kaisa three times beforehand, and Rashi explains even though there is a concept of being a mood the first time, if it's hanor l'zeka like Shane or derech hiluch like regel, so there he could be a chiv kaifer the first time, like the Gemara says, dorsal gavetinek, that's considered a mood from the first time already. However, Rashi says this case is mishuna. It was doing something for the purpose of having a no, but the maisa, what happened in the end was not something normal. It knocked down a wall and killed someone. Therefore, for this, you would not say that it's a mood already from the first time. Rashi learns the case over there, Mem Chesam Abez as well. Chazi Yaakov Nofal, even though what it's doing is Hanol Ezeka like Shane, still would not be considered a mood from the first time because what happened was something which is Mishune. Therefore, both in that case, it has to be that it was Mishachi because already three times beforehand, as well as the one Mem Chesam Abez, it has to be Chazi Yaakov Nofal also three times beforehand. However, Rashi explains that there's a difference between exactly what the cases were. In Agama, Rashi says, the case is that three times it was Mitzchachik Bekoisal with Kavanosoy to kill someone. That's how it became a mood in the first place. Mashenki in the Gemara Memchesim Abeis, Rashi explains, that also you have to say that it became a mood by falling into a bar three times and killing someone. However, there Rashi says the case is not Kavanosoy Lahazik, it didn't fall into the bar in order to kill someone, rather three times it was Chazi Yarkov and Nofal, it did it for its own Hana, and then the fourth time, now already it's not considered Mishun anymore, then we can Mechayev the Chiv of Koifer. And why is it that Rashi explains the two Gemaras different? He was bothered by the same kasha which we mentioned before from Tosfos. There seems to be a stira between the two sugos according to the shita of Rav. And as the Rav argues on Shmuel, and he says there is no chiv of kaifer since the shah is not mechuyev skila. Then Rav has before that there is a chiv of kaifer even though there's no skila. The fourth time when it fell in, it was chazi yarkov and nofal. It wasn't trying to kill anyone, and still Rav has before that there's a chiv of kaifer. So Rashi answers this question by saying that our case is talking about the first three times it knocked down the wall with the intention of killing someone. That's how it became a mood in the first place with kavanosi lahazik. And for that reason, Rav holds an orti mechayev kaifer would have to be only if the shah is mechayev skila. Hashem, in the case of Memchesim Abeis, there the way it became a mood in the first place, not by falling in the bar and killing Bekavana, rather it became a mood by three times it was Chazi Yaakov and Nofal. Again, it has to be talking about it happened three times because if not, it would be Mashunah, it would not be considered a mood from the first time. But Rav, the way it became a mood was, we saw already doing this Chazi Yaakov and Nofal. They were never killed Bekavana. The whole Ha'adah in the first place is not to do something which is Kavanah Selahazik. The Ha'adah is to do something for the purpose of having Anah. It's Chazav Yarkin tries to eat it for its own Hana, and it ends up falling in the bar and killing someone. After that happened three times, it becomes a mood for this. However, to be Chayav Kaifer for this type of Ha'odah, Rav does not say you have to be Mechayav Skila. It's only a dinner in Karen. When it's Kavanah Selahazik, for that type of Ha'odah, it has to be Mechayav Skila in order to be Mechayav Kaifer. But for the Ha'odah of Shein, there's no dinner that has to be Mechayav Skila in order to be Mechayav Kaifer. And Rashi says the same way, if we do it the first time in a way that's not Mishunah, like Darsal Gabi Tinoik, even though there's no Kavan over there and there's no Chayav Skila, still there's a Chayav of Kaifer. Here as well, you could be Mechayev Kaifer even without a Chiv of Skila. The only difference is that in this case, since in the beginning it was Mishunah, it had to have done it already three times to make it no longer Mishunah, but now it's the same as Dursal Agabi Tinoik, that there's a Chiv of Kaifer even though there's no Chiv of Skila. So again, the way Rashi learns the Pshat in Ersig is that three times already it was Mishachik Bekoisel in order to kill someone. That made it into a mood, and therefore, according to Shmuel, the fourth time already there's a Chiv of Kaifer. Ravels, in this case, there is no Chiv of Kaifer because there's no Chiv of Skila. And then Chavit Gmor could have really said Bidas Shmuel that what happened was that three times it was Mishachik Bekoisel La'Nosay, that made it no longer Mishunah, then the fourth time also it was Mishachik Bekoisel La'Nosay, that's where the Chiv of Kaifer is. The reason why the Gmor did not explain this way is because then even Rav would be masking. Same with Rav holds in Daf Memchesim Abeis, where it's Chazag Yarkov Nofal, the fourth time it's the Chiv of Kaifer, even though there's no Chiv of Skila, here also Rav would be masking, and therefore Rashi has to explain the air case. It became mood because the first three times it was Kavanosa Lahazik, and here Rav would hold, in order to Mechayev Kaifer for the fourth time would have to be that the Shah is Mechayev Skila. And from the way Rashi learns the Maskanas HaSugya, we now see that there's really another Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in the Sugya. Again, previously we saw one Machlekes already, in the case where Shah killed three times Shalei B'Kavana, and the fourth time did the same thing, again killed Shalei B'Kavana, Tosfos and Vurit does not become a Muid. Rashi on the other hand holds that it does become a Muid, since all four times it was Shalei B'Kavana, that's one Machlekes. We have a second Machlekes, how to understand the Stiris in the Sugya. We mentioned Tosfos before, Rabbeinu Tam, how he answers the Stira. Rashi answers the Stira differently, as we just said. However, there's another Machlekes. What happens in this case, where it was three times it was Mishachik B'Kaisel with Kavanosi Lahazik, with intention to kill the person. And then the fourth time, it was Shalei B'Kavana, it was trying to knock down the wall, but not to kill a person. Maram explained B'das Tosfos, that Tosfos would hold in that case, the Shah is not a Mu'ud, there is no Chiv Kaifer. We saw the Maram explain the Chilik according to Tosfos, The three negichos where it's miskaven la'odom can make it a mu'ed even for the fourth time when it was miskaven la'hargis b'hem v'hargis la'odom. There will be a chiyuv kofer in that case. The Maram explained because all four negichos really are the same ma'isa. Therefore, when it becomes a mu'ed to be negich b'kavano, it's also considered a ha'oda for the fourth time when it's miskaven la'hargis b'hem v'hargis la'odom. There'll be a chiyuv of kofer. In the case of nischachik b'kosel, the Maram explained b'das tosfos that the first three times if it was miskaven to knock down the wall and kill someone, that's not going to make it a mu'ed for the fourth time when it was intending to knock down the wall and b'chlan not to kill a person. That's considered a whole different type of action, and tells him, there is no chiyuv kofer. Rashi, however, is mevur not like this. Rashi holds the maskana, this is the case of the Gemara, the first three times to knock down the wall with kavana to kill, now the fourth time it was miskaven for hanoa, it did not have kavana to kill, it didn't even have kavana b'chlal to knock down the wall, and still the first three times which were kavana will make it a mu'ed for the fourth time, which was shalei b'kavana. Taisa Memchesam Beis stresses this point. This is one of his kashas on Rashi. He says, "Tema hu leimar dehavi mur ba'apolas kosel achreina shayisa shloi bekavano aydei abishenei shayu bekavano." Taisa is appealed to say that after the first three times which were bekavano, that will make it into a mur for the fourth time, which was shloi bekavano. We have to understand the ma'isa. Where is the pshat on Rashi over here? So the Sefer Yamshar Shloim in our parak in Simon Yud Beis, the paragraph which starts Vihine, he says the pshat on Rashi is once it became a mur to knock down walls bekavano to kill someone. Narrated the Bayam is mechuyev to wash his shirt to make sure that it doesn't knock down any walls. Therefore, even if it's being mischachik b'koysel la'na'osay, it's not trying to kill anyone and it's not even trying to knock down the wall b'chlal. Since in the past it has killed people by knocking down walls, this goes into the mechuyev shmir of the Bayam. And if the Maisa does knock down a wall and kill someone, even if it's doing it for a different intention, the Bayam will already be mechuyev kofer. Meaning, Rashi holds a chiddush over here, that even in this case, what happened in the end was that it was mischachik b'koysel la'na'osay and ended up killing a person, that could have happened to any shirt. The fact that this shor has a past history of knocking down walls with the intention of killing someone, it doesn't make it any more likely that it's going to end up killing someone by being mischachik b'koysel la'na'osay. Therefore, the chayit should not be considered a mu'ed for what it did in the end. Still, the Yisham Shoshanim explains that since the yisayid achiv is totally in that which the bayam was supposed to watch his shor, so this bayam did have a chiv to watch his shor to make sure it doesn't knock down a wall intentionally to kill someone. Now, the ma'aseh that what happened was it knocked down a wall and killed, even though it was shloi b'kavano. Since the chiv shmir that he had on it was a type of shmir of a mu'ed, therefore there would be a chiv of kofer. Taisa, on the other hand, would hold that the whole din ha'ada is based on that which it's more likely to do a fourth time, that which it did the first three times. In this case, what happened to the mice in the fourth time was not more likely to happen by this shah than any other shah. Therefore, this would not go into the ha'ada, and there would be no chiyuv kofer on the Bailim. So these are the two mahalachim in the sugya, the mahalach of Rashi and the mahalach of Taisis, and there are a number of fundamental differences which come out of the sugya. Now, we'll continue on. The Gemara at the top of Amar Beis asks Akasha, Bakati Tzurius Ninu. How can we say that there's a chiyuv of kofer in this case, where a shah knocked down a wall and killed someone? The shor didn't kill the person with his own guf, rather it was with tzreiris, as Rashi says, "Ein kofer kosev el b'negicha dehavei gufay mamish." Rashi explains the whole parasha of kofer refers to a negicha, which is done dafka with the guf of the shor. Here it wasn't the guf of the shor which killed the person, there should be no chi of kofer. And the way Rashi learns the Gemara, this has nothing to do with the klal that we found earlier in the Masechta, the din of tzreiris, the lach mosh misinei, that regel is only mechayev nezek shalim when it's directly with the guf of the behema, when it's with tzreiris it's only chati nezek. Rashi explains this is something else entirely, that since the lashon of the pasuk says ki yigach, that is the mashmois of the guf itself, and not something which is indirect. Now, according to this, Chazanish explains, this is in Simon Yud Aleph, Sifkot and Yud Beis, the way Rashi explains this, would not be telling the machoikis between the Chacham and Sumchis, on Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, Sumchis is not masking to the whole Hilchos of Tzuris, he holds that the Chiv regal is Nezek Shalom, even if it's not Ayidei Gufay. According to the way Rashi explains, even Sumchis would be masking over here, that since there's a connotation in the Pasuk of Kiyigach, that we're talking about Dafko and the Shor does it be Gufay, if it's not be Gufay, there would be no Chiv Kofer Bechal. And the Osmech has a number of kashas over here which he asks on Rashi. This is in Niskei Momen Perek Beis Lochavov. He says, because of these kashas, the Rambam had a different pshat in the Gemara, as we'll see. The first kasha that Osmech asks on the sheet of Rashi is, that according to Rashi, the pasuk itself which uses the lashon of Kiyigach, Kiyigach has the mashmois of the guf, therefore if it kills indirectly, there should be no chi of kofer bechlal. And he asks, the Gemara Menav Darshan from the pasuk, Oy ben yigach, oy bas yigach, negicha betam, negicha bemuid, negicha lemisa, negicha lenezokin. These pesukim are talking about not only a show which kills a person, also negicha which is mazik in Adam. There is no mafurish or pasuk which talks about negicha where a shor is mazik in Adam. There's pesukim which talk about a shor being mazik in another shor, and there's a pasuk where a shor kills an Adam. But here the Gemara says this is referring to a shor which is mazik in Adam as well. The Gemara Daflam Gimel Amaral says that the hemshach of this pasuk also, after it says ben yigach ibas yigach, it says kemishpat hazei yoseloi. The Gemara Daflam Gimel says kemishpat shor b'shor kach mishpat shor b'adam. The end of this pasuk also is meramis to this chiv of shor b'adam. But al kaponim, now Simech says that according to Rashi that the lashon of negicha means only directly. If so, shor de azik adam when it's indirect, rather it's alidei tzoreis, there should be no chiyuv bechlal. Furthermore, Simech asks on Rashi the pasuk which talks about shor being mazik another shor uses the lashon of negifa instead of negicha. V'chi goyif shor ish shor yehu. And he says, what Rashi hold over there? Is Negifa also have a mashmois of the guf itself? And he says, B'manafshach, if we say that Negifa is similar to Negicha, that the mashmois of the pasuk is Dafka Ide the guf, if so, the Pashto Dekra would tell us that if Hashar is mazik bekavana Ide Tzeres, there should be no chiyuv bechlal, since it wasn't mazik with the guf itself. And we find the Gemara in Afyud Zayin Amar Beis says that the Hilchos of Tzeres is not coming to be Mechmer, rather it's coming to be Mekal. Because Me'ikra then, we would not have had the Hilchos, so we would have said, Koichai Kegufai. There's no chiyuv between the guf of the behema and koichai, something which came indirectly. And therefore, there would have been a chiyuv of nezik shalim. And the lachal moshim misin of tzeris is coming to patter to say that the chiyuv is not nezik shalim, rather only chatzin nezik. However, we'll come out that according to Rashi, if the pasuk of negifa is also mashmois of dafka the guf, then without the hilchos of tzeris, if Hashar is masik bekavana agde tzeris, it would have been totally patter. The hilchos would have to come and be machmer that he's not patter, he pays chatzin nezik. Or revia nezik if it's a shartam. Shartam Agdei Tzeres pays Revia Nezek, that would be a Chumra, not a Kula. And if we'll say the other Tzad of Meir Simcha says that Negifa is different than Negicha, Negifa does not have a Mashmois Dafka Agdei the Guf, then we can ask a different Kasha, that the Gemara earlier on Daf Beis and Mabei says, Maishna Gabi Adam Dixiv Ki Yigach, or Maishna Gabi Behema Dixiv Ki Yigayif. The Gemara wants to know why is there a Shini Haloshin, and the Smech asks that if there's a Chilik, then Negicha has a Mashmois Dafka Agdei the Guf, and Negifa does not, so the Gemara should have said that's the difference, that's why we use the Shini Haloshin. Because the dinim are different, Negicha is dafka de guf, and Negifa is lav dafka de guf. So these are the kashas that Arsmech asks on the Shita of Rashi. Now Arsmech then points out that if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, in Perek Yud, Hilchos Niskei Momer, Alocha Yud, where he passes this din, that if Hashar is a mu'ud, to be mapel, ksalim, and kill people, so the fourth time the din is, that even though if it's Shalei B'Kavana, the Hashar is parted from Skilo, still the Bam is Mechuyiv Kaifer, like Shmuel and Arsugyo. However, the Rambam there leaves out the Lashon of the Gemara, the Ka'azel Minei Minei. Rambam doesn't say the case is talking about dafka. The Shar kept on pushing the wall until the point that the wall actually hit the person and killed him. The Ram leaves that out, and the question is, why does he leave it out? The Chayyim might ask the Kasha that if this is not the case, then it's only Tzuris, there should be no Chiv of Kaifer. The Ram leaves out the Yikimta of the Gemara. This Kasha is asked by the Lech Mishnah as well on that Rambam. So the Samech explains that because of the Kasha that we asked on Rashi, the Ram had a different Pshat on the Gemara. He didn't learn like Rashi that the Gemara is asking that the Lashon of the Pasuk is Mashma Dafka with the Guf of the Shar. Rather, the Rambam learned the Gemara's Kasha, Vakati Tzuris Ninu. How could Shmuel say that the Zechiv of Kaifer Shalim, the same way the Hilchos of Tzuris tells us that as far as Zechiv and Nezek is concerned, if Hashar is Mazik Shalei B'Gufi rather Adei Tzuris, it's not Nezek Shalim, it's only Chatzin Nezek, so too as far as Zechiv of Kaifer, if the Shar killed someone not like it's Guf, rather Adei Tzuris, the Zechiv should not be Kaifer Shalim, rather should be Chatzin Kaifer. And this is how the Arsmech explains with Asa Ramam, he says, for this reason Ramam did not feel necessary to bring this Chilik, in the case of the Gemara's Dafka, Ka'ozol Minei Minei, the Ram relied on that which he brings L'inin Dinei Nezek, that there's a chilek between Gufay and Tzeres, therefore the Ram didn't feel necessary here as well to bring this chilek, that only if it's also Minei Minei, there's a chiv of Kaifer Shalim, if not, the chiv is only Chati Kaifer because of the din of Tzeres. Now continue on to the next Gemara. The Gemara brings the machoikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about Nizak and Shalei B'Kavona. Rabbi Yehuda says Chayiv and Rabbi Shimon says Potter. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda Yalef mi Kaifer, he learns from the chiv of Kaifer, just like the chiv of Kaifer, your Chayiv Shalei B'Kavona. He's going like the Shita of Rabbi Yechonon and the Shita of Shmuel, that Im Kaifer is Marbe Kaifer Shalei B'Kavona. And he says the same thing as far as Nizakin, your chayv, even Shalei B'Kavona. And if Shimon says you learn from the chiv skila of the Shar, just like the Shar is not chiv skila Shalei B'Kavona, so too the chiv of Nizakin is not Shalei B'Kavona. And what exactly is this machlekes over here? What is this case of Nizakin Shalei B'Kavona which they argue about? So there are two mahalchim and Rishonim to explain what is the machlekes. One mahalch is that they're talking about a case of Shar Shehizik Adam. Even though the din clearly is that Shar Shehizik Shar, therefore Shar the din is that your chayv, even Shalei B'Kavona, the machlekes is that Shar Shehizik Adam, since this is not mefurish in the psukim, right, this is included in the pasuk of Iben Yigach, Ibas Yigach, as the Gemara said on Amar Aleph. And the hemshach of that pasuk says, Kimishpat Hazeh Yeyoseloi, the Gemara Daflam Gimel, Amar Aleph learns from here, Kimishpat Shar B'Shar, Kach Mishpat Shar B'Adam. Rakapanim is learned from this pasuk is written in the same parasha, which talks about the Chiv of Skila and the Shar, and the Chiv of Kaifer. And therefore, there's a Shaila, should we dan that this Chiv is the same as the Chiv of Kaifer, and therefore you'd be Chayiv, even Shalei B'Kavano, or should we compare it to the Chiv of Skila and the Shar, and therefore it's Dafka B'Kavano? This is Machlekes Tanam over here. Rabbi Yehuda compares it to Kaifer and therefore your Chayiv, and Rabbi Shimon compares it to the Chayiv of Skila, therefore your Potter. This is how the Meiri explains the Gemara. He says that's clear that if it was the Shard, the Azik Shard, there's no Chalik between B'Kavana and Shalei B'Kavana, that everyone is masking. The whole Machalik is Dafka by Shard V'Adam, as we explained. So this is one Mahalach to learn the Gemara. The second Mahalach, this is how the Shita Mekvesas brings B'Shem the Ra'o and the Ravid. They explain the Machalik is even by a Shard, the Azik Shard. And they say that even though there is a Parsha of Shame V'Regel, there definitely the din is, even if it was not Meskavan L'Hazik, there is a Chayiv. Still, the question is, when it's Karen, which is Kavanos Hazik, what is the din if the Shar was miskaven to be Negech one Shar and ended up being Negech a different Shar? Meaning, by the Chiv of Shane, the Yisrael Chiv is because it was Hanol Hazeko, there clearly the Torah was Mechayiv even if there's no Kavanos Hazik. And by regular as well, the Yisrael Chiv is because it was Derech Hilucha, They're getting the Torah's mechayiv even without kavana. Hashenki in the mazik of Karen, there the whole tchuna, the whole characteristic of this mazik is that it was mechavan lehazik. Here there's a machlekes, what happens if it was mechavan to be mazik one char or one person and end up being mazik a different char or a different person? This is where the machlekes is according to Pidu Yerchayiv, just like by Kaif Yerchayiv, Shloi Bekavano, according to Shimon Yer Potter, just like the Chi of Skil on the char is dafka by mechavan. Now, just mentioning quickly a point that we discussed previously, the Gemara here explains the sheet of Reb Shimon. He learns the Chi of Nezakin of the Shar from the Chi of Skila on the Shar. The Gemara explains, Donin Chiyuv the Shar, Mechiyuv the Shar, Lafuke Kaifer the Chiyuv the Bailim Hu. And Rav Tal explains, what does the Gemara mean to say over here? Why is Kaifer referred to Chiyuv the Bailim? Mashenkin Hezek, which the Shar calls, that the Gemara calls Chiyuv the Shar. And Rav Tal explains, based on the Chagir, which we mentioned a number of times, what exactly is the Yisayin Achiv when a Shar is Mazik? Is the Pshat, the Bailim is Mechiyuv, is responsible for any damage which his Mominus causes? Or is the Pshat that the whole Mechayiv is the Pshia of the Shmira? Since he was supposed to watch his shara, and because of his pshia, a damage was caused, the Torah is mechayiv him to pay for this pshia and this shmira. And based on these two stadim, Rav Tali explains the Gemara, and Rav Chanan in the Kairos Biyurim says the same thing as well, in Ois Chav Ches, he says, as far as the chiyuv mazik of the shara, there the Yisrael Achiyuv is that which his mammon caused the hezik. A person is responsible for that which his mammon causes. Therefore, the Gemara over here calls that chiyuv of the shara. The hezik which the shara caused, that's what created the chiyuv, and the chiyuv is placed on the bailim, he has to cover for the losses which his shara caused. Mashenkin, as far as the chiv of Kaifer, the Achrayim explain, this is partial that the chiv is based on the pshiyah of the Shmira. Since the chiv of Kaifer is the chiv of Kapara, he needs a Kapara because of the death which was caused. Since it wasn't him that caused the death, it was his Shar, it wouldn't make sense that he has to take over that chiv just because it was his Momin. And here it's partial that it's the pshiyah and the Shmira. Here the Torah said that he needs a Kapara, the Bailim, because of his pshiyah, it led to a death. Therefore, he's the one who needs the Kapara, he has to pay the Kaifer. This is what the Gemara means to say that Kaifer is chiyuv of the Bailim, who it's a chiv on him because of his pshiyah. As opposed to Nezakin, that's the chiyuv of the shar. The Torah places on him the chiyuv of the shar because it's his mammon. Now continue on to the next Gemara. The Gemara brings a machlekes between the Chacham and Reb Shimon. In the Skaven Har Gazev Har Gazev, Reb Shimon dashes from the pasuk Varav Loi V'Kam Lov Atchi Skaven Loi. And the Baran learns something else from this pasuk. Pralat Zarek Evan Legav. Now the Gemara explains what is this case of Pralat Zarek Evan Legav. The Gemara says if it was Tisha Kananim and Echad Yisrael Beinayim, then it's pasuk will say Rubo the Kananim Ninu and I'll be Potter. If it's Palgo Palgo again, it's pasuk because Safek Nefashi is Lahokel. Gemara says the case is it was Tisha Yisraelim ve'echad Kanani. Even though it's Rav Yisraelim, since it's Kavua, we say Kol Kavua Kamechta Mechta Dami and Safek Nefashi is Lahokel. As we'll see, there are three Mahachim and Rishayim to understand what exactly is the need in this Gemara. What exactly is the Safek over here, and what are we using the Rav for? Rashi Dibur Maschal Tzricha is Mashma that the Nidin is we're not sure who is the Yisrael Mechavin for. The one who threw the rack, was he Mechavin for the Yisrael or was he Mechavin for the guy? If he was Mechavin for the Yisrael, he'll be Mechuyiv Misa. If he was Mechavin for the guy and end up landing on the Yisrael and killing him, then I'll be Potter. This is Mashmaris of Rashi earlier as well. In the end of Dibur Maschal Ma Bailim, Rashi says, Ikal Meimah Leknanim Niskavin. The question is who the Kavana was for. Now, in the case which the Gemara says, Lamaskono, it was Tisha Yisrael and Ve'echad Kanani. So Rashi explains, the Dibur Maschal Leitzricha, the Ilav Krahava Amina Zilbasa Rubo, Uli Yisrael Echavin. If not for this pasuk, which tells us that by Kavua Kmechtal Mechtadami, this is Makarta Kolotar Kula, that Kavua Kmechtal Mechtadami, if not that we would have gone Basa Raiv, and we would have said, Li Yisrael Echavin, his Kavana was for the Yisrael, and therefore when the Yisrael gets hit and dies, he's Mechuyiv Misa. Now the Maloy Rambam over here in the back of the Gemara, he asks Akasha and Rashi, the way Rashi learns, we're not sure who he was Mechavin for, how would we be able to use the Rav over here to say that Yisrael Mechavin, he was one who threw the rock, he had the ability to be Mechavin for whoever he wants, and he should be able to tell us afterwards that I had Kavana to throw it at the guy, not the Yid. How could a Rav be Kaveh what his Kavana was? And the Maloy Rambam quotes that he found this Kasha in the Shit of Mekubetas in Ksubas Dav Tezvav. The same Gemara, which is by us, is also quoted in Ksubas Tezvav as well as in Sanhedrin Ayin Tes. And the Shittim Wetzes over there in Ksubis was quoting a Yad Raman Sanhedrin. The Yad Raman over there brings the Pshat of Rashi, B'Shem Istim Mefarshi, and he asks this as a Kasha on them, how is it Shach that Rav could be Kaveh to us what his Kavana was? And because this Kasha Yad Raman has a different Pshat, he learns the case is talking about that a person threw an Evan L'Toy Chagav, and we don't know L'maisa who was killed. Somehow the body was taken away, we never found out if it was a Yid or a Goy. And the question is whether we could rely on Rav to tell us that it was Yisrael who was killed. And this Gemara says that even if it was Tishri Yisraelim, Ve'echu Kanani, still the din is called Kavua Kamechsa Mechsa Dami V'Safek Nefashis Lahakal. So this is the second Pshat in the Gemara. It's not a question what the Kavana was, rather it's a question who was Lameisa killed. Now there is a third Pshat in the Gemara, which the Shittuk Betzis over there in Ksubas brings, and that is, it's Alderech Rashi that the question is about the Kavana, not Alderech the Yadamar, that we don't know who Lameisa was killed. However, he explains differently that it's not the Pshat that he had a Kavana, we're trying to figure out who his Kavana was for. Rather, the Pshat is he threw an Evan L'Tay Chagav, he didn't know who would hit. His kavanah was, L'mishi is damen loy, that's the lush of the Shita, whoever may hit in the end, that's the one who he wants to kill. And this Sigmar has been proved that we should be etzem, be able to use the Rav to tell us that this is considered that he had kavanah to kill the Yisrael. Again, even though he didn't really have any kavanah, his kavanah was, L'mishi is damen loy, But since Rav Yisraelim are there, that itself is gufa considered a kavanat kol Yisrael. He knows that Rav Yisraelim are there, and Rav's chances are that when he'll yid, that's enough of a kavanat to be mechayiv him as if he had kavanat kol Yisrael. I should just point out that according to this pshat, one would have to understand what is the pshat of kol kavua kamechta mechta dami. Mishma, according to the pshat of the Adar Ma, since it's a case of kavua, we cannot be soimach on the Rav to tell us that it was Yisrael who was killed. According to the pshat of Rashi, we cannot use the Rav to tell us that Bissam he had kavanat for the Yisrael. We can't paskin based on the Rav in a case which is kavua. However, in this case, we're not using the Rav to paskin a din. We're just trying to decide whether this is enough of a kavanah to be considered that he's mechavim for Yisrael. He knows that there are non-Yisraelim there. And then if a kavanah l'mishi izdamulai would be considered kavanah to kill Yisrael, why should it make a difference the fact that it's kavua? Or in other words, kavua could tell us that when there's a safik and we want to use Rav to paskin the safik, kavua could tell us that we cannot be samech on the Rav to paskin the safik. However, according to this last mahalach, there's no safik over here. According to the Yadar Ma, there's a safik who died. According to Rashi, there's a safik who he meant to throw it at. According to this last part, there's no safik over here. We know exactly who died in the end, and we also know what his kavanah was. His kavanah was l'mishi yizdamaloi. The question just is the fact that there are Rav Yisraelim here enough to be kaveya that a kavanah l'mishi yizdamaloi is actually a kavanah to kill Yisrael? Here it would seem difficult to understand. Why should the din of kavua make a difference?
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.